The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today we're going to listen to Bully Buster with Rhonda Orr. The description from my good friends at Apple Podcasts says, join Rhonda Orr, who has helped head up two nonprofits dealing with abuse and bullying, as this weekly show helps moms and grandmas understand what kind of bullying behaviors their girls face in today's world and how they can help their daughters avoid being bullied. Rhonda knows anyone can be a victim, but the key is not to stay a victim. Using her triangle of triumph, Rhonda has taught hundreds of kids how to go from victim to survivor to leader. In this podcast, she will speak to their moms, giving them tips to assist them in navigating the sometimes confusing world of bullying. I love the triangle of triumph. It sounds like something like out of a Avengers movie. I will grab the triangle of triumph. This is in the parenting category, and it goes a little something like this.
Police officers are the frontline ambassadors to public safety in the community. So don't come at me with an idea that you're defunding a department. You're not defunding a department. You're defunding a movement to keep communities safe.
All right.
From not the crazy. Sunny palms of Los Angeles, this is Bully Buster, the podcast where Rhonda Orr speaks with guests battling the bully culture. Listen to real stories and find real solutions using Rhonda's triangle of triumph, going from victim to survivor to leader. Rhonda's an award-winning executive trainer, columnist, and speaker. She's also served as the founder of two nonprofits addressing child abuse and bullying. Now, here's Rhonda.
Welcome back, moms, to Bully Buster, episode number 14. I met today's guest, Bobby Kipper, when he brought his film, Bully Fighters, to Arizona schools a couple of years back. We served on a panel together and discussed the issue of suicide and bullying. And we also talked about his Green Zone program. You'll find out today what that program is and all the other, many others that Bobby has developed. Bobby's journey began with a 26-year career in the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. He went on to serve as the director of the Gang Reduction Program for the Virginia Attorney General. Bobby founded the National Center for Prevention of Community Violence. He won the FBI's Director's Award for Fighting Crime. With four decades of experience fighting crime and implementing programs, he has some strong opinions on keeping schools and communities safe, education on bullying, and public safety. He'll talk about why the Defund the Police movement is misguided. Bobby, I'm just so thrilled to have you on our show, Bully Buster, today. Welcome. It's good to speak with you again.
Well, thanks, Rhonda. Thanks for having me.
I know your passion to keep schools and communities safe. What is the Green Zone, and how has it helped so many kids across the nation?
The Green Zone is a behavioral management program that really looks at various zones. You know, I've learned through all of the work that we've done, both with public safety and both in education, that, you know, everything is based on behavior, and they're normally behavior is guided by two things that are very, very important to pay attention to. There are two ways that people act out. They either act out verbally or they act out physically. And so years ago, we decided to put together a process to where we could do a better job of coaching verbal behavior between individuals. And I mean, to put it lightly, we certainly need a lot of that right now in our society. We developed a Green Zone, and we developed it not only just for schools, but for communities and institutions and even businesses, so that people can really know where zones are of civility. It's unfortunate that in today's society, with our schools, with our teens, and even with the adults that we come in contact with, that people just don't know how to talk to one another civil. And so Green Zone is a behavioral management and coaching system that keeps people in zones of civility and lets them know when they get outside of those zones to hopefully coach them back to where they need to be.
Well, I'm so thankful for it right now, because bullying, as you describe it and I describe it, is more an issue for communities rather than schools.
Absolutely.
How do you feel schools are doing right now? Because we know that cyberbullying has a staggering increase of twice the amount now during COVID-19, and it's still climbing. I mean, the 160,000 kids that are staying home from regular school are surely not going to want to come back to school if it's doubling.
Well, I would agree with that. I think that there are several things that points out to where these issues could be. Number one, that we have a lot of what I call rookies online. I just did a cyberbullying program for the National Student Safety Conference. And one of the things we told them is that, look, that there are a lot of kids online that have never been online. And so that really points out that there are a lot of avenues for these kids to go to places that they should not go and to conduct themselves in ways they should not conduct themselves. Because aggression is aggression, whether it's through your fingers or through face-to-face discussion. I mean, you can be obviously even more aggressive with your fingers on the notepad than you can face-to-face, because I call it the coward's way to, you know, to produce aggression, because most of the time you don't have to face your victim. So we're really concerned about isolation of students, more time online, the fact that a lot of students have not been very educated in the cyberspace. There are a lot of issues. And Rhonda, I don't mind saying this, I think we're just seeing the crust of that. That's going to be a real problem for months and months to come.
We're going to have to tackle that problem, because even in the coaching that I do, kids are hesitant to put their face on Zoom.
Right.
While they're talking to you.
That's right.
And that leaves out the opportunity for them to express themselves without feeling every second that they're going to be attacked.
Okay, a couple things. And the first one is, when that guy came on and used the phrase defunding the police, that triggered me like nobody's business. I was like, oh, good God, I don't want to. If I want to hear that, I'll turn on the TV. I was wanting to hear about bullying in schools, and this guy's talking about police departments. I found that very confusing, and I was like, oh, good. I don't want to hear this topic. I really, at that point, if I was listening, I'd just be like, nope, no thank you. That's not what I tuned in for. The other thing that you have an interesting issue with is, Rhonda, you're reading the intro, and that's fine, but your audio, it's kind of weird, because his audio is not great, and your audio is almost too great. You sound like you're over, we're going to get our podcast hat on here, over-compressed. I sat there and was like, now, is this Dave listening as a podcaster, or are your breaths just really loud? And you're not, it's not like a boomy sound, but it sounds like it's kind of almost over-compressed a little bit. And when you combine that with, I don't think he's on a phone, but there's a lot of, there's a fair amount of hiss in his things. So it's weird, because if you look at the actual volume levels, you are dead even, but yet he sounds a little less because of the quality, I guess, of his audio. It was a weird dynamic. And the other part of it is, and this is not your fault, you asked him, what is the green method? And I was somewhat, when I just listened to this again, that is like your product, and you need to be able to describe that in an interesting way. And I think that guy needs to go back, because he's like, you got two zones and this and that and people. And I'm like, he needs to work on his elevator pitch a bit, because I think that was part of the problem, is he didn't suck me in with, this is what the green zone is. Here's, like, if he had said, look, you know, 87% of students are bullied because and that, and this is why we do that. It just was like, well, it's, you got these things and people need to talk to each other. And he really wants to go political. And I can tell by that clip that he's like, in today's society. And I'm like, okay, I get today's society, because that's what we're talking about, bullying in today's society. But I really think that defunding the police thing, for me, triggered me to where I'm like, oh, I know where they're going. I'm just dreading for him to like start talking, you know, whatever. So That is, again, just me. This is just my first impression. You're reading his intro, and you sound almost, I don't know, like when you ask the question. Let me play a clip here. Let me go back and grab a clip.
Welcome. It's good to speak with you again.
That just sounds somewhat Siri-esque to me. If that's, I don't know if that's how to explain it, because here's part of the problem, and I'm very uncomfortable with this a little bit, is I know Rhonda, I know Scott, they've both been on the show before, and Rhonda is a super friendly, bubbly person, and I'm not sure if you're trying to put forth a super professional, because the idea of this is to have Rhonda go out and get booked as a speaker. Here's a quick clip of Rhonda from the podcast review show, when we reviewed her show. What inspired you to start the podcast?
The podcast was because I felt like I could reach a much broader audience and I could give an extended, expounded view rather than just the column. As a columnist, I got 500 words and I was sharing them with.
And now compare that kind of tone to this.
And we also talked about his Green Zone program. You'll find out today what that program is and all the other, many others that Bobby has developed.
Now, here's a key point to keep in mind with this, though. I'm not the target audience. This is geared toward females in school. So maybe that type of tone is a little safer. I'm not, that's the one thing we have to keep in mind here. I'm not the target audience, right? This is geared toward females in schools and their moms and their grandma. So maybe that's what's going on there. If you want to check it out, I love the idea of the show. Again, bullybusters.us. Check out Rhonda, because you talk about somebody who has passion for a subject. That's Rhonda. This is her, you know, this is her mission. This is her drive, and she's got a great background. And I think that's the other thing. Maybe I'm just not, I don't know, I have great nieces and nephews. And so I think part of this really was the guest did a horrible job of explaining their tool and just kind of lost me. Don't know. Would love your thoughts. If you go to whatever app you're listening in, you'll see there's a phone number right there you can call and leave your feedback on Bully Busters. And if you would like your show right here, just go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the big $5 button, and you can get your show right here. Now, we heard Rhonda. She actually was on the podcast review show for another show that she did. And if you would like your show completely reviewed, not just the beginning, but the middle, the end, as well as the website, your mission, your focus, all those things, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.